The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 3 of the addiction recovery program.
Hi, everybody. I'm Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Wow, Luann's story. I think my will, or Heavenly Father's will for me, is pretty much the same as it is for Luann, because my story is very, very similar. First off, I would like to say boldly that putting my trust in God was the best decision that I've ever made in my entire life, and continuing to do so each and every day. When I pray to Him in the morning, has definitely blessed me, and I will iterate that. Let me begin by reading a scripture in Alma. It's actually Alma chapter 5. It's just before the reference in the manual here. It's a Alma chapter 5, verse 7. "Behold, He changed their hearts. Yea, He awakened them out of a deep sleep, and they awoke unto God. Behold, they were in the midst of darkness. Nevertheless, their souls were illuminated by the light of the everlasting word. Yea, they were encircled about by the bands of death, and the chains of hell and an everlasting destruction did await them." I was there. I was encircled by the bands of death. From years of a heroin addiction, I was at that dead end. The gates of hell was right in front of me. There was points that I actually wanted to give in to destruction. So trusting in God was something different than I had never tried before. I had tried going to detox facilities, rehabs. I tried it numerous times to try and quit on my own. But nothing would seem to work. I would go into detox on heroin and cocaine, and then I'd come out on Valium and Suboxone. It didn't really fit the bill. I was still addicted. And nothing really was working. Einstein defined crazy as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And that's what I was going crazy. You know, I was lucky enough to be blessed to get thrown into Salt Lake County Metro Jail, to where I was compelled to be humble. And I too, like Luann, had a couple guards say, "Man, it looks like you're going to die." the Salt Lake County Jail was holy ground for me. It's where I decided, I made the decision to trust in God. That's where the rubber hit the road for me. Like I said, I was pretty much homeless, burned every bridge that I had with family and friends, so nobody was gonna take me. So in jail, I decided to stop being crazy and trust in God. And from it, in doing so, I have 3 years sobriety. I'm not 11 years or 23 years, but the reason why there is 11 and 23 years is because they trust in God. He is my light. He lights my path. My life now consists of joy, peace, and happiness, something I never thought existed. I used to think this world was nothing but chaos and ugliness and destruction. And it was just a living hell for me. And, you know, for trusting in God, I've been able to stay sober, clean up my bankruptcies. I have found a new wife. And I tell you, I found out what true joy really is. I didn't know what joy was before because Satan's a great counterfeiter. I thought I'd find joy in something like parties and status. Status is where I thought I'd find joy because I had a nice car, nice house, things like that. But those things don't even come close to comparing to the day that I was standing in the hospital room with my wife, and she was giving birth to my first daughter. To see my daughter take her first breath of air, that's where I found true joy. To see life rush into her little body, that was so amazing. And that little girl brings me happiness every day, and I have peace in my life. Peace that I never knew existed. I could close my eyes at night or at when it's time for bed and not think about a single thing. That's peace. I used to worry about everything that crossed my path, but today life's good. He's also blessed me financially and as far as school goes. I'm attending college for the first time. I mean, his will for me has been so neat. But the biggest blessings come from being able to serve and share my story in these rooms, and also serving in the primary. I teach the Valiant 8 and 9s. Boy, those kids, they get me nervous sometimes. We used to have Bible study with the convicts in jail with tattoos on their neck. Those guys are nothing compared to these kids. They're impressionable. I really enjoy serving my Heavenly Father in that capacity. His will for me is for me to have joy, for me to love my life. I'm so thankful for that. I love my Savior and what He has done for me. It's good that I've been afflicted. It's let me experience the atonement like I could have never even imagined. I know my Savior. I feel His embrace continually, and I'm thankful for that. It's my witness that no matter how far gone we are, on any drug or in any addiction, if we trust in God, he makes so much more out of our lives than we could have ever even dreamed. And I thank Him for that and say these things humbly in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
The full episode for Step 3 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.